morning. This is Max Sturks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have some reminders for our livestock producers. The 2014 Farm Bill, which is formerly known as the Agricultural Act of 2014, made four disaster programs administered by the Farm Service Agency permanent programs and provided retroactive authority to cover eligible losses back to October 1, 2011. The first is the Livestock Forage Program, or LFP. That provides compensation to eligible producers who suffered grazing losses due to drought. Cass County producers are eligible for 2012 payments due to the drought of that year. In order for producers to qualify, their livestock must have grazed land for commercial use as part of a farming operation. Producers must be listed on a farm and certify the pasture was used for grazing. LFP payments are calculated based on 60% of the lesser of the monthly feed cost for all covered livestock, or calculated by using the normal carrying capacity of the eligible grazing land of the livestock producer. The second is the Livestock Indemnity Program, LIP, and that provides compensation to livestock producers who suffered livestock death losses in excess of normal mortality due to adverse weather events after the 1st of October of 2011. In order to be eligible for payment, producers need to provide proof of the livestock death. As with the Livestock Forage Program, qualifying livestock under the Livestock Indemnity Program need to be for commercial use as part of the farming operation to be eligible for payment. Contact our office if you have questions as to what constitutes acceptable production evidence under this program. The third one is the Emergency Assistance for Livestock, Honeybees, and Farm-Raised Fish Program, or ELAP. That's available for eligible producers of livestock, honeybees, and farm-raised fish who have suffered losses because of disease, adverse weather, or other conditions after the 1st of October 2011 that are not covered under the LIP or LFP programs. Any livestock, honeybees, or farm-raised fish under the ELAP program would also need to be for commercial use as part of the producer's farming operation. The last one is the Tree Assistance Program, or TAP, that provides financial assistance to qualifying orchardists and tree growers to replant or rehabilitate eligible trees, bushes, and vines damaged by natural disasters. To qualify, orchardists must have suffered a qualifying tree, bush, or vine loss in excess of 15% mortality from an eligible disaster. Eligible growers are not required to own the land on which the eligible trees, bushes, or vines are planted. They are, however, required to own the trees, bushes, and vines when the natural disaster occurred. The deadline to file a notice of loss and application for payment for the 2011 through 14 LIP, LFP, or ELAP programs is the 30th of January 2015, although any payments made after the 1st of October 2014 will be subject to a 7.2% sequestration reduction. Applications for assistance under the TAP program are due by the 31st of January 2015, or 90 calendar days after the disaster event or the date the loss becomes apparent. Next, a few notes about the crop acreage reporting process. Cass County producers are reminded to file a crop acreage report with our office. The 2014 Cass County certification is by appointment. Please contact our office to schedule. As we roll out the farm bill programs administered by FSA and continue with the crop acreage report certifications, there will be related sign-ups and, in some cases, multiple management decisions will need to be made by producers in consult with the FSA staff. To ensure maximum use of your time and to ensure you are afforded our full attention to your important business needs, call our office ahead of your visit to set an appointment and discuss any records or documentation you may need to have when you arrive for your appointment. 2014 certification includes all crops planted this spring. It also includes any ongoing or perennial crops, as well as CRP. These would include any annual certification of pastures used for grazing and any perennial alfalfa or grass not certified by the December 2013 deadline. Remember also to provide your planting dates when you certify. To save time and ensure efficient service, please call or stop by the Cass County FSA office to schedule an appointment. Now the 2014 CRP mid-contract management. Producers with CRP contracts are reminded that any required mid-contract management activity on CRP needs to be completed by the 14th of May, 2014. Mid-contract management may include disking, burning, spraying, and or interseeding. Not all options are available for all CRP practices. For questions on what contract management activities are permissible on your acres, refer to the FSA 848A and 848B performance report forms sent from our office or contact our office for more information. Mid-contract management is cost-shared by FSA at a rate of 50%, not to exceed the established rate per activity. And finally, direct, guaranteed, and beginning farmer loan financing. Farm Service Agency is committed to providing family farms with loans to meet their farm financing needs. FSA currently has a variety of direct and guaranteed loans available to assist eligible operations. Farm ownership loans or farm operating loans may be obtained as direct loans for a maximum of up to $300,000. Guaranteed loans have a maximum limit of $1,214,000. In addition to regular direct and guaranteed loans, beginning farmer loans are also available from FSA to assist beginning farmers in financing their agricultural enterprises. FSA defines a beginning farmer as a person who has operated a farm for not more than 10 years, will materially and substantially participate in the operation of the farm, agrees to participate in a loan assessment, borrower training, and financing management program sponsored by FSA, and does not own a farm in excess of 30% of the county's medium size. For more information about FSA loan programs, loan applications, or other materials, contact our office. For more information on any of the topics covered today, or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us at the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.